Chad A. Rubin seeks a special use exception and a variance to the maximum square footage for a proposed garage studio apartment. Sections 115. Apologize, I don't have the number. The property is on a corner lot located on the corner of Old Landing Road and Drybrook Drive. 911 address is 35526 Drybrook Drive, Rehoboth Beach. Zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, MAP 12, parcel 191. The applicant is seeking a special use exception for garage studio apartment and a 208-square-foot variance from the 800-square-foot maximum square foot allowed for a garage studio apartment. We have five letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening, state name. Well, you know, we know who you are.
I'll introduce myself for the record. Good evening, everyone. Mackenzie Pete with Baird Mandalas, Blackstead, Federico, and Cardea. I'm here on behalf of the applicant owner, Chad Rubin. Mr. Rubin is seeking a special use exception for an existing garage apartment and a variance in the amount of 208 square feet from the maximum square footage for apartment space located above the garage. Mr. Rubin seeks a special use exception and variance so that he can proceed to make normal improvements to his property by constructing a single-family home next to the existing garage and apartment that is present there. The property is 25,690 square feet, more or less, and is located at 35526 Drybrook Drive in Rehoboth Beach, and is further identified as tax map parcel number 334-12-191. The property is a corner lot and is located at the intersection of Drybrook Drive and Old Landing Road, and the property is adjacent to the residential subdivisions known as Cedar Valley specifically, and then in the vicinity of other residential subdivisions of Redden Ridge, Arnell Creek, Breezewood, and The Landing. And I will show you that. Is there a way to, can you zoom out and put on the subdivision layer just so that the board members could see that we are in the vicinity of a lot of more densely developed residential areas and subdivisions specifically? And then on the corner there too, there's also an existing bed and breakfast that's at the intersection of Warrington and Old Landing Road with, again, accessory structures in addition to the main house. And then multifamily. And if you keep traveling out Old Landing, obviously you have much more intensive uses along Route 1 with Atlantic Liquors, Walmart, et cetera. So the applicant submitted Exhibits A through F with its application. Exhibit A includes the property information sheet and deed of record confirming that Mr. Rubin is the record owner of the property and providing a legal description of the property as well. Exhibit B is a survey that's prepared by Foresight, and it identifies the existing garage apartment that was constructed by the previous owner. Exhibit C includes relevant sections of the zoning code. Exhibit D includes a number of aerial maps. Exhibit E includes a copy of the plans from the previous owner that were received. And Exhibit F includes a copy of the building permit and certificate of occupancy for that structure. Section 115-4 of the code defines a garage studio apartment as a building or use designed and used as a single apartment unit containing not more than 800 square feet of total floor area and accessory to the single-family dwelling. The definition goes on to say that garage studio apartments do not include duplexes, tourist house, servant quarters, or guest homes. And in the last sentence of the definition requires seeking a special use exception. However, in this zoning district, garage studio apartments are actually, can be permitted administratively and over the counter. The only reason that this is before you this evening is because of the space is in excess of the 800 square foot limitation, could not be administratively approved, and then requires your approval for a special use exception as well as a variance. So section 115-209 of the code authorizes this board to hear and decide applications for variances and special exceptions. Section 115-211 goes on to say that a variance shall only be authorized by the board if five factors are met, considering uniqueness, that because of such physical circumstances or conditions that there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the code, that such unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant, that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that's necessary to afford relief. So in terms of uniqueness, the existing garage studio apartment creates a unique circumstance on the property as it is located in the center of the rear yard of the property and is the only existing dwelling on site. The existing structure creates an exceptional practical difficulty for the applicant to construct a single-family dwelling. The nature of the zone in which the property lies is residential, and the existing and proposed structures are in character of immediate vicinity and use contained in that zone. Permitting the structure as a garage studio apartment as defined by the code with a 1,008 square feet apartment rather than 800 square feet apartment will not seriously affect neighboring uses and properties, as this garage has existed in this site since 2016 without issue. And we know from letters submitted into the record from surrounding property owners that there's no issue with the use and intended proposed use as well. As a result of the existing garage studio apartment, the applicant cannot construct a single family dwelling unit without designating the existing structure as an accessory structure and specifically a garage studio apartment. The current size of the apartment will not accommodate Mr. Rubin's family and guests. Designating the existing structure is therefore necessary. The previous owner constructed the existing garage apartment in 2016, and as the building permit suggests, it was actually the intention of the previous owner to construct a single-family dwelling on that lot, but that never came to fruition. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district, will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the property, and will not be detrimental to the public welfare. The existing structure is located in an agricultural residential area that permits garage studio apartments through an administrative approval, suggesting that accessory garage studio apartments are in character with the district and surrounding community. As mentioned, the applicant intends to add a single family dwelling to the lot. There is sufficient space on that lot to construct that home. An addition of a single family dwelling lot will not alter the essential character, as residential lots located around the site are more densely developed. And finally, letters of support have been submitted specifically from the parcel owners of the properties across the street, so 121.02 and 121, in addition to the adjacent property to the south, 190, and also finally parcel 178, which is on the opposite side of 192. And finally, the variance requested represents the minimum variance that will afford relief, as this is an existing structure just seeking to permit what's already there. So for these reasons, the applicant is requesting a variance from the maximum square footage in the amount of 208 square feet. The next request that is before you is the applicant's special use exception. Section 115-210 provides that the board must find, in its opinion, as a matter of fact, that such exceptions will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property. The existing garage studio apartment will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. This is an existing structure that's been in place since 2016 and consists of a detached garage and apartment above. The existing structure is located in an AR1 district that permits garage studio apartments. The existing structure is designed to fit with the character of the neighborhood. It has one designated parking space as well, which is a requirement for garage studio apartments. As stated for the third time now, there are also more intensive uses in the immediate vicinity of the site. And as previously stated, some of the neighbors have already expressed support for this use and the proposed dwelling as well. So for all these reasons, the garage studio apartment will not substantially affect adversely the use of neighboring properties, and the applicant requests the board's approval of its special use exception as well. With that, I will entertain any questions that you may have.
Questions from the board?
Everybody, water, sewer to the site?
Public water and sewer.
Okay.
And there are exhibits in your packet that demonstrate that and show the overlays.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any variance needed for the shed that is on the site plan?
No, permitted to be 5 feet from side yard. And that the HVAC unit that's over as well, Ms. Norwood and I discussed that earlier, permitted can be in the setback up to 3 feet.
Mm-hmm. Is the only reason because this is interfering with their ability to build their home, or is there some other planned use for this?
Can you putting in.
Is the reason for the variance, is the only reason for the variance just because they want to build their self a house and this is interfering with that, or do they have some other plans for this apartment?
They certainly may end up renting it in the future, using it for additional space, but the present intention is to build a single family home and occupy the existing structure while obviously that single family dwelling is being constructed, and also just using that space for their growing family.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You referenced the building permit. In the building permit, the original owners apparently had planned to remove the kitchen mm-hmm. from the dwelling. Can you address that? Why can't your applicant do that?
So there's an alternate option to have a guest house, which would require a complete conversion. You have to pull out all the kitchen facilities. But the present design, which obviously is an economic cost for my clients, and also permitted is the garage studio apartment in AR1. So there's two options. The guest house, which would require by building code complete removal of the kitchenette and all those other structures, they'd have to completely convert that space. And what they're intending to do is an alternative permitted use, which would be a garage studio apartment, obviously subject to the receipt of the variance and special use exception because it's over the 800 square foot limitation.
If you did remove the kitchen and mm-hmm. not use it as a garage studio apartment, though, would they need a variance?
Yes, because it's still over the 800 square foot limitation, so it doesn't meet the code's definition presently because it limits it to 800 square feet.
I'm not sure that's correct. I think the garage studio apartment has got to be having kitchen facilities, does it not, Ms. Norwood?
Yes.
So if the kitchen facilities are removed, we're not needing any of this.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant with respect to the size limitations. I apologize.
Yeah, no, that was my question, because I guess the question I have is this variance really needed if they could just take out the kitchen as the original owner had planned?
It is needed for their intended use, and especially for a future use. I mean, they're a growing family. They live down here part-time. They certainly could and would want to rent in the area, which I think is a positive for our community, especially in this area, considering the need for rentals, you know, in the future in general. So I would say that it is needed for their intended use of the property, and it's a reasonable use of the property as well.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
I got dedicated parking on site for the occupants of this?
That's correct. There's existing parking on site. It's located in the front of the existing structure you can see there.
Now, the drawing, the boundary survey plan we have, I don't recall seeing where the proposed dwelling would be located.
I actually just got that from my client, if okay. I could submit it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I do have this is an exact rendering of what's going to go there. I'm going to cross out. Is it okay if I mark this? Okay. I'm going to cross out the, but they have a rendering of what they're thinking okay. of putting on site, which would be helpful as well.
Yeah, I think it would, because we've just kind of got a site plan showing the garage. Mm-hmm. You can go to Ms. Norwood and she can get in the record and send it down. And while that's happening, Ms. Pete, do you have one of your clients wish to be mm-hmm. sworn in to affirm your
Mr.
testimony?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I can. Chad Rubin, 35526 Drybrook Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And did you listen to the statements made by Ms. Pete?
I did.
And do you believe those to be true and correct?
Yes.
And one of the questions that I did have was, as far as the variance goes, had there been had you looked at reducing the size of the apartment such that 800 square feet would be sufficient even if you did not remove the kitchen and cooking equipment?
So we didn't look at putting like any additional like walls up to shrink the size. I know, like I think it's 44 square feet of that is stairs going up to the second floor.
Do the stairs kind of make it difficult to kind of reduce the size of that apartment by the way they're located?
So the way the apartment's laid out, so if you're facing the garages, there's a door on the right side of the structure with the stairs that go up to the top. It's then one like big open apartment, and on the other side of that is a deck that goes outside. So there's really no good place to like put a wall to cut that structure down.
Okay.
You would have to either cut off that deck or, yeah, I wouldn't even know how to take the square footage off by putting up a wall or anything.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
And just so the board members know, the rendering itself, so the marked out section, would not be included. And that's obviously conceptual in nature. But.
And we are using the same builder that put the current structure on the lot, so it would be very similar and matched to the current building.
And you'll be within the building envelope?
Correct.
Gotta ask.
I think you spoke of most of the neighbors, but did you comment on the 179.01? I think to the right. Well, I guess if you're looking from street, it'd be to the left.
So Mr. Rubin's realtor, Sean McDonald from Lingo, actually canvassed the neighborhood. He couldn't get in touch with that neighbor or one parcel 192 over there, which is we never got them. Certainly attempted to receive their input and feedback, but we did not receive everything. And I actually just got the letters of support from 178 at 4:15. So I mean, we started this process months ago, but that's how things goes. So.
And we were told from the previous owner when we talked to him. That the parcel that you're asking about, they're not there full time. Mm-hmm. So like, since we've bought the property earlier this year and been down there, we haven't actually seen them or met them at all.
It must be deceiving just from visual. It looks like a large house on that lot. You know, with already a structure there, but like I said, I've not done any measurements or anything.
I drove by over the weekend, and I thought the same thing when I looked at the aerial. But it certainly has a garage apartment, has a large garage on the bottom of the apartment up front. Well manicured lot, very nice, has a nice fence and everything that's existing.
It's a 3-car garage with the apartment above it.
Mm-hmm.
And the lot behind the garage unit, like below it on the screen, it doesn't show it on this aerial, but it does have a 4-car garage with an apartment above it on the next lot over that's not displayed on there.
Any further questions from the board?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12746 for Mr. Chad Rubin?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Further questions? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12746 for Mr. Chad Rubin. Entertain a motion.
And just to remind the board, we have two different parts of this, both the special use exception and the variance.
Is that two separate motions or just?
Can be, but you could wrap it into one as well. Just if you were to do it in one, make sure you address the standards for the different parts.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12746 with two connections. First, the variance. I believe that the requested variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief, with the second matter regarding the special use. I move that we approve the special use exception because I don't believe that the approval will substantially affect or adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote aye. So with a vote of 5-0, case 12746 for Mr. Rubin is approved.
Thank you.